I have to give, even though my experience, for example, in my Bachelor of Arts thesis, my thesis was the evolution of the word concept. I swear that one day before, I just had to lay out my paper, so all my dissertation, I phoned my professor and told him, "Dear professor, I have to say you that even though I've done all the thesis, which was some around 100 pages of thesis, I have to say, even though I think that it happens this and that, at the end, I just realized that the concept of war in its a traditional and classical, let's say, structure is somehow the same. And all my thesis was gone wrong. But imagine to a student 19, 20 years old who have done all that work, and just a day before he realizes that at the end it was pretty much the same and all your work has to be done. But even though this was a challenge to me, I wasn't down and I wasn't something who get disappointed and leave it alone. But students who pursue this academic path of the international relations or the strategic realm or the political issues, they just have to have faith in themselves and to ask from themselves to expand and deepen their knowledge. Only by expanding and deepening them, I think that we can be good, maybe politicians or analysts or researchers or someone who is an added value for the community that we are representative of. Thank you.
Absolutely. I strongly agree with you. I think that, you know, especially in the field of international relations, global affairs, and diplomacy, having that background, having that education is highly valuable. And obviously, with any career, with any profession, having that knowledge is what builds your career and what allows you to pursue a profession. And now, I know with my personal experience, with my background, I completed an honors BA in legal studies, followed by a master's in government and public service at the University of Waterloo. And I would see this all the time. There would be graduate students who would, you know, be pursuing their master's degrees or a PhD degree. And what they would oftentimes do is go back to their research, change their research. And it's one of those things where you're constantly learning, you're always updating your research. And sometimes the research that you do conduct, you then end up changing that research due to something new that came out or due to certain points that you made that you might want to then go back and change. So that's definitely valuable advice that you provided. And for all of the listeners tuning in, what I would take away from this message is that obviously obtaining an education is highly valuable because it will provide you with opportunities to pursue successful careers like Eugenia has. Having exposure and making the time to become affiliated with various associations and organizations can also help enhance your skills. So for everyone tuning in, do look at various programs that are available in Canada, but also consider programs internationally. Obviously, for you guys who are interested in pursuing global affairs and diplomacy, there are a lot of really high quality universities in Europe. So I definitely recommend obtaining that experience. You know, even look into an exchange program because that can allow you to grow and to learn more about international relations. So with Eugenia, with your academic background and your work experience, what are some new projects that you are currently excited to work on over the next few months?
Some let's say that Albania is a small country, and after our accession in the North Atlantic Treaty Association, even the international or the national programs have started to expand, but the strategic or the defense sector is not something very, very expanding for the youth, let's say, from the youth of our country. Anyway, being a part of IATA and working as the IATA representative here in Albania, we are really keen on doing our international event, and we have everything settled down now, the program for our regional seminar, and let's say that we are saving the date for this upcoming April, which states even our anniversary of accession in the NATO. So at the moment, this is the only newest program. Also, we just had and the 3rd of November, our last roundtable on the recently NATO challenges, where we had professors and lecturers from the Foreign Affairs Ministry and professors of universities. But for the moment, we are just working on our international program, which we really hope to have the possibility to maintain it here in Tirana next year.
Wonderful. And Eugenia, for all of our listeners tuning in today, what is the best way for all of our listeners to contact you?
I'm very reachable. Let's say that they all can contact me through my email or through our Facebook webpage of the Youth Atlantic Treaty of Albania, or even through my Facebook page, my personal one, or my, let's say, a working email, which I have it open 24 hours a day.
I know, so you work I don't a know. Lot. That's wonderful, Eugenia. I want to immensely thank you for doing this interview, and I want to thank you for attending our 62nd ATA General Assembly here in Toronto. In addition, I do want to mention that it was a complete pleasure having the privilege of meeting you during this ATA General Assembly, and I certainly look forward to serving as the Secretary General of IATA. And looking at your background, I can say that I'm highly impressed by all of the work that you've done, especially as someone who has served as the Vice President of Public Diplomacy for IATA. I can say that I look forward to working with you in the future, and I can definitely say that on behalf of the NATO Association of Canada, on behalf of our President, Julie Lintout, our Corporate Development Officer, Robert Baines, and our Vice President, Doug Knight, we would all love to thank you and all of the representatives of IATA for attending our 62nd ATA General Assembly. And Eugenia, with that being said, are there any final words that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Thank you very much, Magdalena, and I have to state it over and over again. I'm honored that I've been part of this interview, and above all, even though after the GA in Toronto, I have to say that I learned a lot, and I'm very thankful for the Canadian Association. And let me say just a few words that I really want to mention them. Someone who is, I don't want to mention names, but someone who is very important to me and working in NATO have stated a quote from someone else, which says that no man is an island entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent. And I really believe that this quote holds all the truth from all the aspects that we both mentioned about the life and the foreign policy network. So I decided to be part of IATA, and I decided to be part at the GA this year, and I really hope to be part in the future, because I really want to be able to learn, because you don't only have to want to learn, but even to be able to learn, to be able to debate and articulate with others the importance of a strong foreign policy. And who can do it better than the youth? And we also are the one that have to ensure that the foreign policy does not become an isolated island only from high-level professionals and analyzed or else. We have to provide this island to have the youth on it. And having grown up as a global citizen, let's say, and being part of such an amount of international event, I relish opportunities to expand my knowledge base and my network. And I think that expanding your network besides and hand-to-hand with your knowledge is the best practice the youth should engage in. So thank you very much.
Egina, it's been a complete pleasure. And again, I look forward to working more with you as time progresses. And for anyone, all of the listeners tuning in, Egina has stated the best way to contact her. So by all means, for any questions, any concerns, any inquiries about the Youth Atlantic Treaty Association, feel free to contact me directly at surma.legal@gmail.com. And for any questions that you'd like to address for Egina, by all means, contact her. And I'm certain that she'll be more than happy to speak with all of you soon. Egina, it's been a pleasure, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Magdalena. It's also a pleasure for me, and I'm just looking forward to working with all you guys. And a lot of success to the executive board. Thank you.
Thank you so much.